With the assassination of the Song Pharaoh of the ancient kingdom of Assyria, this declined into a period of self-destructive decadence. This marks the end of the nation's golden age. Fearing that Osirion's culture, their relics, even technological innovations would fade from memory, a group of scholars convened and swore to preserve these treasures of the past at all costs. Pharaoh, however, did not believe the scholars' efforts were motivated by such a thing as selfless desires to preserve the past for posterity's sake, but rather they were the machinations of dissidents and traitors intent to overthrowing his reign. Accordingly, Pharaoh sent soldiers to scatter these academians and demolish their works that they had labored so long to gather. In the face of such ruthless persecutions, the surviving scholars fled and reunited at a secret location known to very few outside of their order. And it was there that they created a number of jewels that could not only store their thoughts and memories, but were designed to survive the millennia. These scholars who bore the gems passed them down from chosen successors in their societies. They became known as the Jeweled Sages. These Jeweled Sages continued to work from their shadows, rarely choosing to influence politics directly. Nonetheless, their reputations as custodians of Osirion's past made them targets by outside forces, most notably by the Pettish Empire, that sought to sever Osirion's ties to the glory days and more easily institute a new regime. Scattered by the Kelishite invaders, the members of the Jeweled Sages went into exile, but buried their jewels for future generations, or sealed themselves away where they could not be found.